Well, it's time for a trip beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Hey there, Peter. What do you have for us this week?
Well, hi, Bobby. As you know, every once in a while, we get an invasive species story that sounds like it's straight out of either the cartoons or the sci-fi world. Well, in this country, we've got the Asian carp. You may have seen video of these 10 or 20 pound fish who breach way clear out of the water because they go crazy when they hear boat noise. And getting hit by a 10 or 20 pound fish coming out of the water can be memorable, maybe even more memorable in Europe. There are catfish species that can weigh up to 600 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
These are enormous catfish, and they've perfected a technique to sort of lay out on a sandbar, half in the water, half out of the water, and wait to pounce on an unsuspecting pigeon. Yeah, I'm talking about fish eating birds, not birds eating fish. This is going to be concerning for the pigeons, although having lived in cities for a good part of my life, I've really got no qualms if an animal wants to eat a few more urban pigeons. But when you have that big an animal come in as an apex predator at the top of a food chain, things cannot go well for the local ecosystem.
Well, what else do you have for us this week?
An analysis by the BW Research Partnership, conducted on behalf of several clean energy advocacy groups, links the COVID pandemic to the loss of 400,000 clean energy jobs. That's 12% of the clean energy workforce, and those jobs have all been lost since the month of March.
Wow, that's a lot of clean energy jobs. I mean, before the COVID outbreak, we were hearing that the renewable energy sector was one of the fastest growing job sectors in the U.S. economy. What happened here?
Well, like so many sectors of the U.S. economy, it just crashed to the bottom. Most of those 400,000 jobs, about three quarters of them, are in energy efficiency, retrofits, and the like that are generally regarded by a lot of people as optional things. And when the economy is on the edge of collapse, you tend not to do the optional things. There are other job losses in wind farms, solar farms, and a lot more. And the BW Research Partnership says that we may not see full recovery in the clean energy sector until the year 2023.
Well, like so much of our economy, it's going to take some time to bounce back. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again soon, Peter.
Okay, Bobby. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. And there's more on these stories on the Living on Earth website, loe.org.